The Real Girl Podcast. Find us on styledtosparkle.com and on iTunes. Subscribe today and have the latest episodes delivered to your favorite listening device.
Hey there, and welcome to The Real Girl Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite places in all of Canada, Yoho National Park. Canada has so many beautiful national parks, and many of my favorites are in Alberta and British Columbia, and one that sits close to the border of both is Yoho National Park. So today I'm going to share my favorite things to do in this park. Let's get started. Now, Yoho National Park may not be one that you've heard of before. Most people who visit Western Canada think of Banff National Park above all else. Now, it's not to say that Banff and Lake Louise aren't beautiful spots to visit, but there are some things about Yoho National Park that I think are worth advertising. I believe that this park is a must-see when visiting Western Canada and the Canadian Rocky Mountains. So let's start with the getting there. Now, Yoho National Park is located in British Columbia and is most easily accessed from Calgary on the Trans-Canada Highway or Highway 1. So basically, the Alberta-BC border splits Banff National Park from Yoho National Park. Banff's on the Alberta side, Yoho's on the BC side. And I would say that the jewel of Yoho National Park, and by no means any pun intended, has got to be Emerald Lake. This spot in Yoho is just shy of a 3-hour drive from Calgary. Now, Emerald Lake is stunning in all four seasons and offers a really quiet retreat. Although it is a tourist destination, it's much quieter than Banff and Lake Louise, making it far more relaxing. Now, there are day use areas, but there's also a lodge on the lake, which is called Emerald Lake Lodge. I personally recommend staying at Emerald Lake Lodge if it's in your budget. So a quick tip here, often lodges like this have more availability and lower rates if you visit in the shoulder seasons of spring and fall. They also aren't as busy, so you'll have more relaxing vacation that way too. Now, each cabin at Emerald Lake features its own wood-burning fireplace and rustic decor. There are a few different spots to eat out there too, so all of the amenities you need are all there. Now, some of my favorite activities right at the lake include canoeing and kayaking. You can either bring your own or rent there. Nature walks, hiking, mountain biking, cross-country skiing, and so much more. I honestly just love sitting by the fire at night and sipping a glass of wine or a cup of tea. And you can also head up to the main lodge to play some board games or just enjoy the views from the porch. Now, if Emerald Lake Lodge just isn't in the budget, there are plenty of other accommodation options. The nearby town of Field offers a long list of guest houses and bed and breakfasts. And if you're visiting in the summer, there are quite a few campgrounds in the park as well. And if you're looking for a great dining spot in Field, I highly recommend Truffle Pig's Bistro. Now, there's a lot more to Yoho than just Emerald Lake, although Emerald Lake is my favorite part. There are a lot of outdoor activities that you can do, but if you're at Emerald Lake, you can also just relax and enjoy the scenery. Now, while in the area, I highly recommend visiting Takaka Falls. There's a ton of walking paths and hiking trails in the area, and you can even rock climb up the side of the mountain where the falls come down. Now, this waterfall is one of the tallest in Canada, and it's magnificent to see. So because the Yoho and Kicking Horse Rivers flow through there, whitewater rafting and kayaking expeditions are also available. And Yoho is also located between some of the best ski hills in the world, such as Kicking Horse in Golden and Lake Louise. Now you might be listening to this thinking, this all sounds really beautiful, but I wanted to get an idea of what it looks like before planning my trip. Well, you're in luck, because if you head over to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/styledtosparkle, or click the YouTube icon on the right sidebar on styledtosparkle.com, you can check out my YouTube video that features all the sights and sounds of Yoho National Park, including Emerald Lake and Takaka Falls. Haven't been taking notes through this podcast? Don't worry, I've got a free downloadable travel guide on styledtosparkle.com too. It gives you everything you need for planning your visit to Yoho to have the best time. So thanks for listening, and I hope that you'll check out our YouTube video and free travel guide to see just why Yoho would make a great travel destination for you at any time of year. Thanks for listening, and happy traveling.
Thank you for listening to The Real Girl Podcast. Find us on styledtosparkle.com and iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe today to have the latest episodes delivered to your favorite listening device.